We have a major update on Jalen Brunson and his contract extension with the New York Knicks. As most of us already know, Jalen Brunson is eligible to sign a contract extension this summer. However, many NBA insiders have suggested that Brunson wait to sign that extension until the summer of 2025, because if he does that, he can maximize the amount of money that he receives. However, recent reports have indicated that Jalen Brunson doesn't care about the money. He cares about supporting what the New York Knicks are building right now, an absolute contender. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Jalen Brunson is set to take a massive pay cut, because if Jalen Brunson signs with the New York Knicks this summer and does not wait to sign with them until the summer of 2025, he is going to leave a lot of money on the table. You could argue that he's left a lot of money on the table already signing with the New York Knicks on a bargain contract. If he goes ahead and signs with the New York Knicks again on another fair standard deal, that's going to help the New York Knicks and what they're trying to achieve moving forward. You know, trying to add that all-star player on this roster. Another all-star player to pair with Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson. Because if they do that, I think we all already know, they're going to make this team a legit contender for the NBA Finals each and every year. Jalen Brunson doing this could be huge for the Knicks. Let's break down the latest report and let you know exactly what Jalen Brunson is willing to do for the Knicks. According to Ian Begley, he states the following about Jalen Brunson and his contract extension with the Knicks. What I've heard is that Jalen Brunson doesn't really care about being a headline, money-making player as a free agent. He's not caught up in all that stuff. He likes it here. He really wants to see this organization keep going in this direction and to have success with him here. They're open to it, but there are other factors at play beyond the money that will come into it. If we go back and look at Jalen Brunson's time in Dallas, we've always seen this to be the case. Jalen Brunson has never been a money type of guy. He's always wanted to be paid fairly, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody would criticize somebody from wanting to be paid exactly what they're worth, not less than what they're worth. And that's what Dallas was trying to do year after year with him. And each and every time they could have extended him, they didn't. They kept pushing it off, and then when they wanted to, they didn't want to pay him what he was absolutely worth. But the New York Knicks saw his value and paid him that. And because of that, I think Jalen Brunson understands that, respects that, and he also sees he was given the chance with the New York Knicks to do things Dallas never let him do. And because of that, he wants to give back to the Knicks. He wants to help them, and he also wants to help them by signing for less. Because if you sign for less, it gives the Knicks more flexibility moving forward to sign that player that potentially they may have not been able to sign if Jalen Brunson signed for the max. However, if Jalen Brunson signs for less, that gives the New York Knicks options. And I'm sure that's what Jalen Brunson is considering here regarding why he would sign a contract extension this summer and leave so much money on the table. And in my opinion, signing an all-star, a superstar, a player that's still in his prime and still has a ceiling. He has not reached his ceiling yet. He has still more to go. He can become an even better player. Getting a player like that, the face of your franchise, for less than he's worth, and then having the flexibility to add to this core that you've created with a significant player that can make you a contender for many, many years, that's exactly the scenario you want to be in if you're the New York Knicks. And having a player like Jalen Brunson, who is willing to allow you to be in that situation, is major. Ian Begley wasn't the only NBA insider to speak on this situation, though, because Begley had Tim Bontemps on his show, The Putback, and Bontemps said the following about Jalen Brunson and that contract extension, and it's very good news for Knicks fans. According to Bontemps, Brunson isn't going anywhere. I think we all know that. He's going to be a Knick for a very long time. Let me repeat that line again. He's going to be a Knick for a very long time. I'm so happy to hear that. I don't know about you guys, but Jalen Brunson has changed this franchise. He is a culture changer, and I'm so happy He is our point guard and the face of this New York Knicks franchise. Bontemps continues here, but if he is open to signing for less than the absolute max he can get, the Knicks should do it because it's going to be both a good contract for them and it's also going to give them a better chance of staying out of the second apron, giving them the ability to still be positioned with all of their assets and all their draft picks to be able to go get the next true blue superstar player that becomes available. Let's remind everyone that Jalen Brunson in 77 games this season has averaged career highs of 28.4 points and 6.7 assists to lead the New York Knicks to the number two seed in the Eastern Conference with a record of 50-32. It's the team's first 50-win season since 2012-2013. Shout out to ESPN's Tim Bontemps for basically echoing my sentiments, agreeing with me, and suggesting that if Jalen Brunson is willing to take less than the max, the New York Knicks should jump at the opportunity, have him sign that contract, and allow themselves the ability to go out and get another superstar player to add to the core that they're building. Jalen Brunson signing a deal like this opens up so many options for the Knicks. I don't think everybody can understand or fully put it in perspective to how important of a decision this is for Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks to make. Brunson signing for less than the max is huge. It says something about Jalen Brunson. It says something about Leon Rose and this Knicks team. And it also says something about this team, their direction, and potentially players they can target and add now that Jalen Brunson has signed for less than the max. But I know what you're thinking. What does Jalen Brunson feel about this? Well, you know our leader in Jalen Brunson doesn't like to talk about this situation a lot, especially when games are still on the line and they matter. But he did address it a little bit a couple of weeks ago, and this is what he had to say about it. I mean, obviously, that's the thing you want to have security on, Brunson told Newsday on March 27th. But I'm just focusing on finishing the season, doing the best we can to make sure everyone's back healthy and just doing my part. That's at the forefront of my mind. I'll worry about that other stuff later. This again is coming off of reports coming from an NBA source who claims that the New York Knicks will try to max out Jalen Brunson as soon as possible, with one source stating he has a $100 million decision coming. I mean, no real surprise there from Jalen Brunson, right? You didn't expect him to say, yes, I'm definitely going to sign, and I'm going to sign for less so the New York Knicks can go out there and sign another key, impactful player so that way we can be a great team, an amazing team for many, many years. He's not going to say that. This is Jalen Brunson, our leader we're talking about. All he's focused on is the postseason, winning games, winning series after series, and taking this Knicks team as far as he can possibly take it. And that's what I love. He doesn't care about talking about that right now, but he did address it just a little bit. It's in his mind, but really at the back of his mind, because all he cares about is security. The reason he wanted to sign with Dallas, and at the time, the contract he wanted to sign with Dallas was basically nothing compared to what he could get right now. And if you think about it, the reason he wanted to do that at the time was because of security. Even though his agent at the time was saying, no, you shouldn't do that. You should wait and you can sign for more. He was saying, I don't care about that. I just want to sign for now and ensure that me and my family are secured. That's always been what he's wanted to do. So as he moves forward in his career, and honestly, I don't think he's a player that has the fame or the accolades or anything really change him. He's committed to the process and committed to the work. And when you're that type of player, you're not going to let the money change you or alter you. You're always going to think about the franchise, your team, and how to make yourself and the actual team better moving forward. And if you're thinking about that, you know signing for less is going to give your franchise more money to go out there and make better moves. Brunson knows that. He's a very smart player. This is not his first time around this. His father, always around the NBA. Jalen, always around the NBA. He is smart, but he's always going to do what's best for him and his family, regardless of what you say, what I say, what the agents say, what the NBA insiders say. It doesn't matter. All that matters is what Jalen Brunson wants to do for himself, his family, his team, and of course, the Knicks organization as a whole. And if we know Jalen Brunson and his character, we know Leon Rose and the players that he signs, I think it's without a doubt, it's an absolute in my opinion at this point, given the reports that we're hearing. Jalen Brunson is going to sign an extension with the New York Knicks this summer, and it's likely going to be for a lot of money, but for a lot less than he possibly could have gotten if he waited till the summer of 2025. But for me, that makes me very happy because it means that Jalen Brunson is going to be a New York Knick for many, many years. And it also means the New York Knicks and Leon Rose can go out there and get another all-star player to put on this team and make this team even better than it looks right now. And honestly, guys, that's extremely scary to think about, but I can't wait for it to happen. That disgruntled star list is going to get longer and longer and longer once we get to the offseason. I'm going to wait like the New York Knicks are going to wait and see who's on that list. But Jalen Brunson doing this is massive. It's huge. And for me, and I think I speak for a lot of Knicks fans, I just got to say, if it all works out to happen this way, thank you. Thank you, Jalen. Thank you for everything you've done this season, everything I know you're going to do for this Knicks team in the postseason, and everything you're going to do for us each and every season moving forward. I really appreciate that. I appreciate the decisions that you're making and the mindset that you have in making those decisions. It not only makes you a respectable player, it makes you a player that every single person in New York can get behind. And that's why everybody has gotten behind you already, because you are a leader that everybody can look up to and say, he's putting in the work. He's putting in the dedication. He's always locked in and he's always focused. And everybody on the team looks at that and feeds off of that. Brunson, you have been phenomenal, not only with your decisions on the court, but clearly with your decisions off the court as well too. But what about you guys? What do you think about this latest report that Jalen Brunson doesn't care about the money and potentially could sign a contract extension with the New York Knicks, leaving millions on the table? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.